This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand, and today we'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Thursday, that is 31st of October. Well, the festive cheer pushed the Nifty 50 as well as Sensex above their crucial resistance levels on Wednesday. In fact, if you look at Sensex, it closed above 40,000 levels for the first time since June 4th. Now, let's also look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 220 points to close at 40,051, while the Nifty 50 ended 57 points higher at 11,844 on Wednesday. Now, the rally was in fact broad-based, with most of the gains coming in for the public sector index, followed by IT and the oil and gas. Now, all eyes are on US Federal Reserve policy outcome and the commentary on the future trajectory of rates. Now, on the macro front, in fact, investors would react to infrastructure output data, and the volatility could remain high as we head towards the expiry on Thursday. Now, investors would roll over the contracts from the October series to November series. So definitely Thursday would be a slightly volatile day for Indian markets. Now, experts feel that expectation of new reforms from the government, better than expected results from India Inc., divestment in PSU companies, or at least talk of divestment in PSU companies, and rate cut hopes from the US Fed lifted sentiment. Now, in fact, apart from US Fed outcome, investors would also watch out for the US GDP data. Now, the next big question in front of investors is, should one book profit at current levels? Well, the rally is showing signs of fatigue, at least at high levels. Hence, some consolidation could take place around about 11,800, 11,750. But the overall momentum still remains intact. In fact, investors should use any dips to accumulate quality stocks, as the market looks poised to break out into fresh record highs soon, probably in the next few weeks. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. In fact, on the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for more than 7,000 crores, while the DIs were sort of net sellers to the tune of around about 185 crores. That's what the provisional data showed. Now, in terms of big news, I think earnings would be in focus. Now, on the earnings front, as many as 41 companies will declare their results for September quarter, which include names like PF Utilities, Blue Dart, IOC, Jindal Saw, Syndicate Bank, Tube Investment, and Vaibhav Global. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts. Now, Nifty closed in the green for the fourth consecutive day in a row, but in terms of candlestick patterns, it formed a hanging man kind of a candle pattern on the daily charts. Now, for the pattern to get confirmed, the index has to close in the red on Thursday, or at least it should form a bearish candle on Thursday. In case we get a bullish candle, then the bearishness of this pattern will get negated. So most experts feel that as long as Nifty holds above 11,700, I think bullish momentum remains intact. Three crucial levels to watch out for in Thursday's session would be 11,784, followed by 11,883, and the crucial bit of resistance is still placed at 12,000 levels. In fact, the maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,800, followed by 11,700. Now, let's also track some of the stocks which will be in focus. Now, from the telecom space, Bharti Airtel will be in focus. Now, the global rating agency Fitch has placed Bharti Airtel on rating watch negative on Supreme Court ruling. Sonata Software will be in focus. Now, the September quarter profit rose 7.8% to 72 crores compared to 67 crores in the year ago period. And Ramco Industries as well, the September profit jumped 39.8% to 50.6 crores compared to 36 crores in the year ago period. Now, to make your day more profitable, we also spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and they've given us three recommendations for Thursday. The first stock that they have on the list is HPCL. Now, that's a buy for a target of 340 and a stop loss of 305. Here, the upside potential is 7%. Bosch is another buy on the card. Now, that's a buy for a target of 16,570 and a stop loss of 14,450. Here, the upside potential is around about 6%. IGL, now that's a buy for a target of 404 and a stop loss of 360. Here, the upside potential is around about 5%. Now, remember, all the three stocks, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So, in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.